Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 20, Jesus offers the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, describing how the kingdom of God is offered to all, whether one comes to know and embrace the gospel message early in life, later in life, or even towards the very end of life. Our Lord compares it to the workday. Some are hired by the landowner to work in his vineyard starting early at the beginning of the workday. Others are hired later, in mid-morning or midday. Others still are hired much later in the day, in the afternoon. And then finally, there are those who are called to work at the very end of the workday. Yeah, each of them receives the same work wage, the same just and agreed upon salary. The wage that God, the vineyard owner, offers to those who work for him, who serve him, is in fact a pure gift. The gift of his grace, love, mercy, salvation, eternal life in his heavenly kingdom. God calls everyone to work for him, to serve him, and so be beneficiaries of his great gift. He calls everyone, every person, and at the very moment that they begin to exist, it all starts at the very beginnings of human life and then continues throughout a person's life for as long as it takes to finally win over a person's heart and soul to divine grace, divine truth, divine mercy, divine love. So in a sense, God's always calling a person to himself. But individuals, as we know, respond to the call at different stages in life. For some, this is very early in life. For others, it's later. And for still others, it's the very end of life, perhaps on one's deathbed. Ideally, the response should be soon. As soon as possible, as soon as the call is heard, and not put this off to later, because there is the risk of being too late to respond to God's call, especially through personal negligence. The essential thing is that the response takes place at all, when life is still had. We must never forget that we live only once. And as the letter to the Hebrews states, it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that, the judgment. Today's parable offers us the hope that so long a person is still living, there is the possibility that he might respond to God's call to work for him if he hasn't done so yet. And by working for our Lord, thereby receive the great gift, recompense of his salvation. Haydock's commentary points out what ultimately matters when he states, Jesus Christ does not so much count the number of years as the fervor and diligence we employ in his service. It doesn't matter how long necessarily we are followers of Christ, that we are Catholics. Of course, it's a great grace to be Catholic all one's life. But ultimately, it matters the fervor and diligence we have served him. Because Catholics can be very sluggish and lack all fervor and diligence in their service of our Lord. And this we know perhaps by experience, lukewarmness, mediocrity, whereas someone who converts to the faith later in life, maybe much later, and who is yet very fervent and diligent and zealous, you know, surpasses us in some ways in their response to the call to follow Christ. So it's not quantity of the time we have followed our Lord that matters in the end, but the quality of how we've followed our Lord. Today's gospel parable also reminds us of our responsibility as Christians to act as God's spokesman, calling people on his behalf to work for the only one who can offer the wage or gift of eternal life. Of course, God can call people to himself by himself in a direct way. Sometimes he does that, but ordinarily he doesn't. He prefers usually to use secondary instruments to accomplish his work, to utilize his co-workers, collaborators like you and me. Every Christian must share in some shape or form in the church's great mission given to her by Christ, to evangelize, to preach the gospel, to engage in some apostolate, to bring souls to Christ, saying to them, in effect, you too, go into the vineyard. Today we should ask ourselves, am I working fervently and diligently for the Lord in his vineyard? Am I doing anything for him? Am I really trying to bring others to Christ in his church? Am I really convinced that this is the single most important task in life? The most important thing I could be doing after tending to the care of my own soul, helping other souls to get to heaven? Many people in the world today are like those men in the parable who are standing by idly. They could be asked, why do you stand here idle all day? And they could respond with the same response we heard in the parable. Because no one has hired us. That is, no one has told us that there's work available. No one has shared with us the gospel. As Father Francis Fernandez remarks in his meditation on today's liturgy, in his book, In Conversation with God, no one who has crossed our path in this life should be able to say that he was not encouraged by our example and word to love Christ more. None of our friends, none of our relatives should be able to say at the end of their lives that they had no one who was concerned about them, that is, concerned about their eternal salvation. St. Lawrence Justinian was right when he said, if you wish to honor God, you cannot do better than labor for the salvation of souls. It's the greatest work we could do, bringing souls to Christ, to heaven. Needless to say, countless souls need help, your help, today. So many souls, and souls that we need, that we know personally, and who are very near and dear to us. We can indeed help them. And we can do so best by our own fidelity to Christ, to be a true Christian, and not a lukewarm, mediocre, let alone a very unfaithful Christian. We can help them by being faithful to our own vocation or state in life, to a life of prayer and penance, to a life of good deeds, however little, insignificant, or hidden from others, though carried out with great love. In the midst of all the the hatred, division, confusion that we'll be witnessing, these next several weeks or so, let's not lose focus of what we're called to do first and foremost, and help souls come to know Christ while there's time. May we be able to make our own the words of St. John Bosco, the beautiful motto of his community, "Just give me souls, you could take the rest. Just give me souls." We ask Our Lady for this grace to be faithful workers of our Lord, faithful in his vineyard, and carrying out that great work of bringing other souls to him, other souls to his vineyard, to his church, and to eternal life in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.